Reverend Cindy Hoffman.
Thank you so much. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here. We walk in light as light, and Source God is light, pure light. There's not a trace of darkness in thee. 1 John 1:5. Let us pray, everyone. Dear Mother, Father, God, mighty heavenly source, we invoke your presence this moment, this day. We ask that our God team step ever so close to each and every one of us today and every day. We ask that you help us to clearly hear your guidance today and every day. We are open and receptive to all the goodness that you have to offer today and every day. We ask this in the name and the nature of all that is holy. Amen. Okay, let us start our meditation every Sunday. I just love this time because if we don't get a chance to ground during the week, this is it. So let's get comfortable, everyone. Whatever relaxing position, as long as it makes you feel comfortable, whatever makes you feel relaxed. Just get comfortable. Today, we're going to focus on alignment of our energetic centers, our chakras. As we mentally see them brighter, they in turn will be cleansed and able to operate smoother and faster for us. So let's begin. Breathe in and out gently. Take a few breaths gently. Begin by imagining a beam of light that enters the top of your head and that goes down directly through your central channel, parallel to your spine, to the first chakra, the root chakra. Imagine how this light, now red, envelops that first chakra. Breathe with your attention placed on the area where the first chakra is located, at the base of your spine. Imagine that the breath, when inhaling and exhaling, is red. See it as a large ruby, the largest you have ever seen. See it as large as you wish. Go beyond the natural size of a ruby stone, sparkling, emanating a deep yet glowing red light. Now move straight up to the second chakra, just below the navel. See an orange light, pure orange glow, spinning, spinning. See the orange glow as large as you wish. Let it glow. As large as you wish. Moving up again, let's focus on our third chakra. Focus on the yellow color. Yellow. Allow the intensity of the color to grow until you feel its vibrations in every part of your body and beyond. Imagine you can breathe in yellow, exhale yellow, Right. Powerful. Yeah. See the yellow all around you. Let it expand wherever it chooses to go. Now let's go ahead to our fourth chakra. See a glistening emerald green ball in the area of your chest center. Breathe into this very pure emerald green light. And as you do, it expands into your physical heart. Expand this light from your heart and all your being. It is okay to fully see yourself engulfed by the sparkling green emerald light. Become the green emerald light. And feel the light expand. Let it spread far and wide. Moving straight up again. Now let's focus on our fifth chakra. Imagine, think about the blue color of the sky, not a cloud in the sky. Pristine blue, starting from your throat area, this purity of crystal blue will spread, will expand, will glow. Allow this area of your throat just to glow with this crystal blue light of day. It is the energy of truth, purity, tranquility. See it, feel it. Moving up, it's time to focus on our sixth chakra. This is our third eye chakra. See indigo. Deep, deep indigo. It is the color of wisdom, knowledge, and mysticism. Allow it to expand. Allow it to expand. Now bring the energy to your crown, to the seventh chakra. See pure deep violet. See the violet white energy spiral around the chakra location. And allow it to move as it wishes. Allow it to move as it wishes. Let your breath gently continue in its natural rhythm. Allow your body to relax. Relax. And as you do, see before you a copy of your physical body, a mix of colorful lights that transforms the image of your physical body into pure, bright, glowing figure of light colors. Breathe it in. Breathe in and exhale this mixture of colors radiant, glowing, vibrant colors. Watch how the energy, the colors are moving in and around and expanding throughout your physical being. As it expands, let it go. Do not contain it. Release it, allowing that energy to flow in and out as it wishes. Taking care of your body, your soul. And as each color slowly and methodically begins to retreat back into its own special spot, now all your chakras getting balanced, healed, and aligned. Aligning themselves up perfectly on your central channel, parallel to your spine. Counting down now as they softly, gently move into place. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. All are now in place and aligned. Slowly open your eyes and return. Come back. Come back. Come back. Wonderful. People are back. Yay. Well, it is now my pleasure and honor to introduce to you our speaker, Reverend Michelle Euler. There's no secret. I love her very, very much. She is on the board of the IAOS and has been for a number of years. I have had the privilege of working with her in the past, and she is a fantastic leader, a fantastic teacher. She just moved into a beautiful new home, and I hope and I know it's going to make her and Laura so, so very happy. And so without further ado, we're going to raise the vibration here before she speaks. And a beautiful song, I Am, which has been written by Laura Stack and is performed by Laura Stack. Enjoy, everyone.
Just a side note for you all, this song came to me in 2016, two houses ago, for Reverend Michelle Euler. You were back in, I don't remember the city, but the one with the little pond in front. I am the still small voice echoing through the noise, whispering truths of who I am. I am the timeless space, perpetual ageless grace, living the truths of who I am. I am. I am. The sun, I am the likeness of I am. I am abundance cast. I am the master plan. I am the vastness of I am. I am. Oh, I am. That I am, this is who I am. I am, I am. That I am. Standing in the eye of the hurricane, I'm safe, I'm sacred. I hear my name singing. Eye of the hurricane, I'm safe, I'm sacred, I hear my name. Looking from the eye of the hurricane, I know my part, I hear my name. I am, oh, I am, oh, I am, that I am.
Thank you so much, Stack. I love that song, of course. I love that song. And that little town was Pendleton, Indiana.
That's right.
Yes, yes, it was. I remember the birth of that song, and it's so beautiful. Thank you so much. And Reverend Cindy, thank you for the beautiful introduction. Of course, I love you too. And thank you for the beautiful meditation. It is so wonderful to be here today with everyone. Okay, I'd like to start with some words of wisdom by Mahatma Gandhi. Be congruent, be authentic, be your true self. Happy Pride Month. As you all know, the month of June has been designated as a time to lift up and celebrate our LGBTQ community. And personally, I think of it as a time for all of us to celebrate living a life that is authentic and true to who we are, a life without shame and without fear of the expectations and judgments of others. How do we do that? How do we truly just be ourselves? How do we free ourselves not only from the judgments and expectations of others, but from our own self-judgments as well? So I guess the question is, how do we find the path to authenticity? And why is it so important that we do so? Why is it so important to be authentic? When I'm trying to answer soul-searching questions like these, I find it helpful to look to our indisputable natural laws. And as we explore some of these laws and search for truth about authenticity, if you pay really close attention, I will share how to manifest more abundance, but you have to pay attention. Okay, so back to, just keep listening. I promise I will get there. So back to freeing ourselves from judgment and finding the path to authenticity. Let's start with the first and foremost universally recognized natural law, the golden rule. For example, let's look at that one. So do unto others as you would wish them to do unto you. This simple yet powerful natural law is found in almost every religion across the globe. Judging one another, to include self, forsakes this law. So, of course, we need to treat ourselves and others with kindness. The metaphysician's code is to do as you will as long as you do no harm to anyone or anything else. We can be authentic while still doing kindly unto others and lovingly caring for the feelings and well-being of others. Authenticity does not equal selfishness or unkindness. We can lovingly claim our freedom. And that brings up another natural law to consider, the law of love. The main tenet of this law is to love one another and self without judgment and expectation, to simply love unconditionally. And if the entire world would decide to love each other unconditionally, can you even imagine that? If we all would do that, it would be literally like heaven on earth. There would still be challenges, but everyone would be supported and lifted up during those times of struggle. If we are judging, we are not recognizing the law of love. Not to mention, if we want to connect with the divine source, we must be vibrating in the love frequency. One final natural law to consider is the law of vibration. Understanding vibrational energy is the core of this topic. It helps us understand why it is so important to free ourselves from judgment and why it's so important to live authentically. You know, everything in the universe, including you and me, the chairs we're sitting on, everything is made up of energy vibrating at different frequencies. All energy, including the thoughts in our heads, is energy in motion. And here's where it gets interesting. The frequency of our energy has a direct impact on our life experiences. Just like a radio station, we can tune into different frequencies, and the station we choose determines the kind of music we hear. The same can be said for us. The frequency we emit determines the kind of experiences, kind of people, the kind of circumstances we attract to our lives. Essentially, our thoughts and emotions determine our vibration. Okay, so thoughts and emotions fall on a continuum. Love at one end and fear at the other. When we find ourselves stuck in low vibrations, low vibrational thoughts and emotions that are based in fear. So emotions such as anger, hate, jealousy, sadness. When operating in these low vibrations, life can feel heavy. Life can be challenging and draining. We might find ourselves attracting toxic relationships or unfulfilling jobs or just experiencing a general sense of unhappiness. On the flip side, when we vibrate at a high frequency, a frequency associated with positive love-based emotions such as joy, gratitude, peace, compassion, we manifest a life that flows with ease and grace. When we have high vibrational energy, we attract positive people. We attract exciting opportunities. We experience a deep sense of fulfillment in our lives. The good news here is we have the power to choose our frequency. The key is to acknowledge and honor emotions, no matter whether they are love-based or fear-based. We should honor them and feel them. Like, we should actually allow ourselves to feel the emotion. If it is a love-based emotion, enjoy the moment and share the feeling and hold on to it as long as possible. If it is a fear-based emotion, we should feel it. And then as quickly as we can, as quickly as possible, shift into the higher mind. Now that's the tricky part, right? That's what takes practice. But the key is to shift into the higher mind where we can discern the situation from a place of higher perspective and from a place of compassion. Having emotions is healthy, all of them. It's healthy. It's good. Holding on to lower vibrational emotions, holding on to them, that's where it becomes unhealthy. And it's not about being perfect or positive all the time. You know, we are human and we will have human moments. It's about awareness and choice. It's about choosing thoughts and actions that align with the frequency we want to manifest in our lives. Okay, so now are you still paying attention? Like, is anyone still waiting for me to reveal the secret to manifesting abundance? If so, keep listening because we're getting there. We're getting closer. All right. When we are high vibrational people, and we are all high vibrational people at times, by the way, some moments are better than others, some days better than others, but we all get there. As high vibrational people, we experience a deep sense of self-awareness. We understand that our inner world of thoughts and emotions creates our outer world reality. We focus on cultivating a positive and empowering mindset. As high vibrational people, we find things to be grateful for, no matter what is going on around us. And we hold gratitude in our hearts for all the blessings in our lives, no matter how big or small. We focus on what we have rather than on what we lack. And our gratitude fuels our positive energy. Okay, so now this is where you want to really start paying attention right here. Here it is. As high vibrational people, we understand that being grateful for the present moment is the key to attracting more abundance. I'm going to say that one more time. As high vibrational people, we understand that being grateful for the present moment is the key to attracting more abundance. As high vibrational people, we are deeply compassionate. We treat each other with kindness and respect, and our compassion extends to ourselves as well. We practice self-love and self-care, knowing that self-love and self-care are the foundation for a vibrant life. As high vibrational people, we are resilient. We accept that life will have its ups and downs, but we don't let challenges knock us off course. We view obstacles as opportunities for growth, and we trust in our ability to overcome anything that comes our way. Okay, so what is the secret to manifesting more abundance? You could kind of just answer this in your own mind, just to see if you were listening. Again, the answer to that question, if you answered with being grateful for the present moment is the key to attracting more abundance, you are correct. Yay, that was the answer. And there's yet another way to manifest abundance, but you have to keep listening. I have one more for you. Okay, so there is a certified high performance life coach who has written some articles that I personally find interesting. Her name is Nina Amir, Amir is her last name. She says, quote, if you want to raise your vibration, the quickest and most effective way to do so is to be authentically yourself. She says, live your life in alignment with who you really are, and you'll naturally vibrate at a higher frequency. She goes on to explain that when we embrace our authenticity, we are not afraid to be ourselves. Our authenticity creates a magnetic energy that draws positive people and opportunities to us. So here's the second way. Authenticity can be the key to unlocking a life of joy and abundance. Being authentic is the key to unlocking our highest potential and living a life that's in alignment with our soul. Authenticity is about more than just being honest. It's about fully embracing who we are. It's about letting our unique light shine without apology. When we're authentic, we're not trying to be someone else or live up to someone else's expectations. To quote Oscar Wilde, be yourself, everyone else is taken, right? It's also important to surround ourselves with people who celebrate our authenticity, a tribe who lifts us up and encourages us to be our best self. In a world that's often filled with stress, negativity, chaos, it can be challenging to keep our frequency elevated. Maintaining high vibrational energy is a practice. Some days will be easier than others, and that's okay. Regardless, it's good to be gentle with ourselves and trust the process. Every time we choose a thought or action that aligns with our highest self, we're raising our vibration and attracting positive people and experiences to our life. Our spiritual nature, our soul and spirit long to be expressed. Authenticity leads to a joyful, abundant, and fulfilling life. This Pride Month and every month, let's love each other unconditionally and take pride in authentically being who we are without the fear of judgment. Let's lift each other up and celebrate our crazy, weird, beautifully unique differences. Happy Pride this month and every month. And much love to each and every one of you, and God bless you.
Fantastic. Thank you so very much. Save that, please, because you could come back next week and do it again. This is every word was so important. I hope and I know everyone listened to it. Pure living, authenticity, allowing all souls to live as chosen without harm, but with love and peace. And we came here to be authentic. And like you said, Reverend Michelle, life gets in the way. Physical life gets in the way, but that's okay. That's our challenge to overcome. So maybe each of us can leave here today just remembering bits and pieces of this talk. Be authentic, who you are inside, baby steps, one day at a time. Thank you for that. It was fantastic. Thank you so much. All right, everyone, we are going to stop the recording at this time, please.